Please be seated. What a spirit that fills this place. My, my. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I have some joys and, of course, some concerns to lift up. Our joy this morning is that Steve Bostert is celebrating a birthday today. I don't see Steve out there this morning, but if you see him or you have a way to contact him, let him know that we are celebrating his birthday. We have some concerns to lift up, the first of which, last week I announced that Judy Haggis had passed away, and I want to be sure to mention her service times as well. Her memorial service will be here tomorrow morning at St. John's. Visitation from 9:30 to 11, with the service beginning at 11. So if you are able, please come to celebrate Judy's life and to support her family. We continue to keep Shirley Hale in our prayers, and a note of gratitude along with that prayer request. Shirley received chancel flowers last week and was so very appreciative. She called the office, so she is grateful for the flowers and also for the prayers, which of course continue to surround her this week. Last week, we also prayed for Rosa Gilletti, who teaches yoga here, uses our space on Thursdays. Rosa had back surgery last week, and she remains in Lansdale Hospital, so we continue to surround her with prayers of healing. We also continue to surround Karen, who is the daughter-in-law of the Hamels, prayers for her ongoing health challenges and treatments. And Ann Haynes this morning asked for prayers for her friend Donna, who was diagnosed with lung cancer this week. Lots of concerns in our midst, and some joys, but we know that God hears all of our prayers, even the ones on our hearts and minds. So I invite you to bring those prayers to mind now as we lift them up to God together. Loving God, you truly are our strength and our refuge, a sacred place of protection, a place of peace held in the midst of the chaos and the busyness and the heartbreak that surrounds us, especially now. How good it is to be reminded of your promises, O God, not promises that will make life a walk in the park, but promises that assure us that we will never walk alone. We ask that you make us very aware of your presence now as we come to you in prayer. God, you are not only the cornerstone of our faith community, but you are the cornerstone of each of our lives. In the midst of trouble, in the thick of our grief, our sadness, our confusion, your strength remains. We lift up to you all who are struggling, those who are in pain, those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, those who are in the hospital, those who need to know in a very real way the unshakable nature of your love, your peace, and your presence. God, this day we ask that you surround Shirley and Rosa and Karen and Donna with your healing presence. We ask that you be with Cindy and Chris and Judy's family as they mourn her passing, as they grieve her, as they prepare to celebrate her life. We ask that you continue to be with Bob and John and Jenny as they too grieve and as they prepare to celebrate Sue's life. God, in the midst of celebration, when we light up with joy, expectation, when we see and appreciate life's beauty, you are the hope that fills us. We think of all those who are delighting in the goodness that surrounds us, the many ways in which we know and feel your presence of joy and hope in our midst. We think of those celebrating birthdays, and especially today, think of Steve. We think of those celebrating anniversaries, graduations, sweet times spent with family, moments of relief, feelings of peace and contentment. God, we know that you hear our prayers. All the names we speak, all those who fill our minds, all the prayers that are written on our hearts. We take time now to lift those prayers to you. Hear our prayers, O God. When our world feels rocked, you are the rock to which we cling. When we need building up, you are our solid foundation. We place our prayers of joy and concern into your hands, knowing that you hear us with an ear of love and compassion, that you care deeply for us and for all people, and that your hands and your shoulders are broad enough and strong enough to bear what we bear. We pray all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. Hopefully you had a chance to place your offering in the plates on the way in. If you didn't, you're always more than welcome to come forward after the service to place it in the plates up front. But in the meantime, I'm going to invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology, as our offering is brought forward, and as we lift it up to God together.
Loving and generous God, we are so thankful for the ways you have blessed us with gifts that we can give back. Please bless now both gift and giver, that all might be used to your glory, used in your ministry, used in loving this world. In Christ's name, amen. There is no grief journey, there is no action that we can do on our own without the strength and help of our loving God. And so, as we rely on that faith that does not go away, we know we can also deal with the grief that does not go away, with all the other challenges in our life. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and love. Amen.